FM.
Okay, I know a lot of people are planning to travel overseas because when I was at the post office the other day, the line for passport applications was, I'm not exaggerating, out the door.
Wow. And what did you do? Walk to the front? Was your name on the door or something?
So we had an overseas trip planned pre-COVID, yeah, which we are so grateful to be able to do again June, July. Got out the passports, realised Miller and Frankie, the two younger ones' passports, have expired.
Yes.
I had a good 8 weeks up my sleeve. I thought, heaps of time to get it right. I was wrong.
Oh, no.
I was wrong because I should have factored in my hot mess nature.
And that everyone else is doing the same thing. Yeah?
Okay.
So to be clear, 8 weeks is actually plenty
of
time.
If you're a normal human. Yeah. So yeah. I start off, I get the passport photos taken. So that's one trip to the post office.
Yep.
They're done. Then you have to find a witness to witness the back of the photos and sign your passport. Did that, then went to go to the post office, realised that the witness had to sign in another spot as well. Missed that. So then I had to find myself a second witness to witness our signatures. Okay, that's done. I think I'm sorted. I go to Glenelg post office with all of my paperwork. I managed to find the girl's birth certificates in some file. I was pretty chuffed that I had them, to be honest. Get to the front of the line. The woman says, yep, tick, tick, tick. That's all great. Just need a copy of your driver's license.
Don't. And who carries that with
them
nowadays?
I don't have my driver's license.
Yeah, she after looked the suspension.
She looked at the date and went, look, if you go to the city post office tomorrow, you'll be able to make it just in time because we have to send all the stuff to the city post office, so you'll be just in time. So then I go, take all my bits and pieces and my driver's license to the city post office, line up again, get to the front of the line, chuffed. Tick, tick, tick. He goes, ma'am, did you print this out on your home printer? Yes. He goes, your home printer has chopped off the last half a centimetre of the page and I can't read it.
Oh, no.
They won't accept it.
What are you doing?
And then he looks at it. He goes, you're cutting it really fine to get it in time for your trip. And the price to pay to get it fast-tracked is astronomical. I'm like, nah, I'm all right. I've got this. So then I have to go. My girlfriend who witnessed it the first place lives half an hour away. So I go, get it witnessed again. Then my printer has run out of ink.
Oh, that always happens.
So then I had to send James to Officeworks. Anyway, then I finally get to the city post office and I've missed my deadline. It's taken me a full week and I've screwed it up.
So you've got to pay the extra, which would drive me up the wall.
Or you just leave the kids at home.
Or I leave the kids at home. All right. Yep. How much do you think it cost me because of all this faffing around because I'm an idiot and didn't have my ducks in a row and my printer and blah, blah, blah. Two kids, 5-year passports.
Yeah, I reckon you're looking at least $180.
Yeah.
$760.
Oh, my God.
$760.
So, people, listen to me. If you are planning on travel anytime in the next 12 months, start now and fill your printer with ink. Get your witness ready.
And print out full pages.
And give
also,
me a loan.
don't you reckon it's a load of BS that we haven't been able to use our passports for the last 3 years, but anyone that holds a passport right now has been paying for your passport fee for the last 3 years.
But the kids only last for 5 years. So 2 years I haven't been able to travel.
I feel, and when elected as Prime Minister next Saturday, that it should be, we are all owed 3 years on our passports. So if you want to renew it, then the fee is subsidised because of the fact you haven't been able to use. You can't be forced to pay for something you haven't used for 3 years. And you were talking, I actually worked this out, and it was something like, we as Australians that hold passports have paid, I think it was $540 million.
Doing that math.
In passport fees. Remember I did a whole break on it? I was that outraged for something we weren't able to use.
Except a lot of spare time.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.